Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another great episode of Ask Drone You.
Great indeed, Paul. And welcome, everybody, to episode number 141. Thank you very much for joining us, as always. We are very grateful and look forward to spending some time with you today.
Absolutely. And you know what? Today's question comes kind of a commercial question when we're talking about we're flying over houses, we're flying real estate. I want to make sure everyone, too, if you are flying real estate, you guys are being proactive when you do it. You're talking to the neighbors. You're talking to the realtor, obviously. But I also want to make sure that you're using the Legal Flyer app. Now, this is like your permission slip. It's also a property release form. So when you go fly these properties, if any law enforcement comes up to you and says, hey, what are you doing? What are you flying? You pull out the app, you pull out that property release and say, I'm flying for real estate. Here, check it out. No questions asked. Because if you have private property permission, you're good to fly pretty much anywhere.
Very cool. So that was public service announcement number
389.
Nope, that's very serious stuff. And so thank you for that, Paul. But we actually do have a question today.
What's the question?
It's a pretty good question. Actually, it's something that a lot of our listeners probably need to know about. And that is simply, for those that are flying real estate, how do you deliver your deliverable to the client? So there are various ways to do that.
There are various ways to do that. But there's actually some real important key points here. Because my experience with this is you have to have in the title of the video who the realtor or who the realtor is or who the home is presented by. I always say address presented by blah, blah, blah.
Why is that?
It's actually an MLS mandatory thing because you are supposed to say who the realtor is. And also in the description of the video, you're supposed to say who the realtor is and the brokerage of the realtor.
Okay.
So really, really, really important.
Now that's like in the title of the video?
So a title is just going to say address presented by realtor name, but the realtor name and brokerage needs to be in the description of the video.
Gotcha.
Now, okay. The way that I deliver videos is I do it through YouTube just because most of my videos are over 100 megabytes. Why is that important? Well, MLS can upload videos of the house, but you're limited to 100 megabyte upload to the MLS site. So very small allotment for video. They can, the realtors can put a hyperlink or a tag to your drone video on YouTube. But I also, you know, I normally upload them to my own YouTube page unless the realtor already has a built-up YouTube channel just because I'm trying to build up. That's like my portfolio, really, my YouTube channel. Anyone right. says, hey, Paul, can I see some of your real estate? And I just give them the channel and say, go through.
You know? Absolutely. So you don't ever use email or Dropbox or anything like that?
You can. Now, again, it really depends on how you set up the relationship with the realtor. Because if you set up the relationship to the realtor where you're delivering a video to them just a file, that's fine. But you have to be really careful here because you don't want to get this confused. If they think you're making a video, do they think you're posting the video? Because one of my experiences has been, and a friend's experience has been, that they made the drone video and it had ground footage in it, which we'll talk about that here in a second. But they delivered the file via Dropbox and the file never made it online.
So the realtor was thinking they were going to put it online and they never did.
Either that or the realtor was too lazy to put it online and had a different, you know, understanding of what was going on.
Right.
So
communication
is key, and you got to remember realtors, you got to bug them about stuff.
Well, and the one question in that particular case is what did the contract say? I assume they had a contract.
No,
they should have.
I really hope they did have a contract. I know in the contract it says it's just, well, my contracts say YouTube deliverable now, but they used to just say deliverable as a file.
Right.
And then I would say, you know, the file type 1080 at 60 FPS, H.264, you know. Kind of give them the goods, yeah.
Okay.
So, now, one of the things I want to talk about, though, Rob, is people who are shooting drone videos or real estate. I love drone videos of real estate, but there's something I'm seeing that I think if you really want to take the quality and value up of your work, you can't be afraid to use a ground camera. And I'm seeing a lot of drone videos, and you know, you can fly a drone inside of a house. I've done it, but I've also come to the maturity where it's like, look, my Sony on a slider is going to look much better than any GoPro inside.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Paul's growing up, folks.
Gosh, after that last podcast, I definitely think I did some growing up.
Just so y'all know, I hope you enjoyed podcast 140 because it just about killed Paul. We almost lost him.
I got the feedback, though, my phone yesterday was blowing up. Everyone was saying that was an amazing podcast. I even had one LA director who I've been talking to about doing movies. He said, listen to your podcast last night. Bravo.
Really?
Like, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Yeah, that's he said awesome. I was natural born reporter, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Basically, whatever you want to do, Paul.
Yeah.
But you want to fly.
I like to fly.
Video.
Keep it at that.
So, yeah.
Although I do like, you know, reporting on events for our members, which we'll be doing here at InterDrone.
That's true. When's that?
That is September 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Okay, so about a month away.
Yeah, about a month away.
I was excited about getting out to Vegas for that, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to go see Kools. I'm excited to go see Dalton, Trent. I'm excited to see a lot of people.
Some of the Vegas boys.
The Vegas boys, the Vegas Flyers.
As Kools, that you affectionately call him, said in his spot on 140, he said, are you going to go see the Playboys, right?
Playboy? It's Tony Stark wannabe.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so true. If you saw his garage, you'd believe it.
Really? That's awesome.
But it's it's a great community. You know, it really is. And I'm happy that people are seeing that and noticing that. So yeah. I want to welcome you guys to that community on the private side if you haven't seen it. It's because it's a closed group on Facebook, but you know, that community just does so much for our members.
It really does. And it's fun for us to be a part of and chime in when we need to, but mostly just to kind of sit back and watch them interact with each other.
Yeah.
Although they love to hear from Paul.
I know. That's the thing. Sometimes like I want to see who else is going to respond, and then it'll be like 6 hours later and I'll be like, oh, I really should go back and check and see if anyone responded yet. Yeah. And I've been, you know, happily surprised, but yeah, people do kind of wait for me to chime in.
They do, but the bald-headed bureau's got your back. We're watching it. If we feel like you need to be in there, we'll tell you.
I want a t-shirt that says the bald-headed bureau's got my back.
Oh, that would be cool. I'd love to make that happen.
Well, guys, if you have a question that you'd like to get answered, go ahead and go to askdroneu.com, upload your voiceover of that question. We love voices. Don't forget to use hashtag DroneU is awesome to get some Polar Pro filters. Actually, funny thing is, Polar Pro sent the box to our old address.
Did you get them?
No, I didn't. So
I went by there. Just more information than people care to have, but I went by there yesterday and there were no packages, FYI.
They sent back a bunch of stuff. I even had a check sent back, but we're not going to talk about that. Polar Pro, if you want to make your footage better, this podcast is supported by Polar Pro because it really makes our video professional grade.
Good stuff.
And you really need it if you're flying a drone. Anyway, guys, we also have a webinar coming up this Monday. We're going to talk about airspace regulations. We're going to talk about the things that it seems that so few people understand and know. We're also going to talk a little bit about weather and how that can affect you. You know, yesterday we were out flying by the Mesa and we hit some pretty serious thermals out there. It was nice and hot, that desert sun. We're going to explain to you how those happen, how those occur, how it's going to affect your flight, the things that you should be aware of. It's going to be a great webinar and we invite you to join. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.